Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
The owner of Fishtown Social goes down the shore for the summer, where she opens a wine shop and a market side by side in Ventnor.
We have a much wider selection there of canned wines, boxes of wines, and bags of wine, all meant to travel really well to the beach, the boardwalk, your porch, or a boat if you're lucky to have a boat.
So even when you're away from home, you'll never miss your hometown favorite snacks.
Some of our favorite Fishtown pickles from Fishtown Pickle Project. The coffees that we're featuring are going to be from Reanimator. A lot of the cheeses, I work with a local purveyor called Third Wheel Cheese, and she brings in cheese all over from Chester County, from South Jersey. So I'm really excited to bring a lot of those. And we'll have a lot of different pop-ups as well with some of the smaller businesses in Fishtown to be named eventually.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Vanessa Wong of Fishtown Social, who is now spending her summer down the shore because she opened two new locations in Ventnor. So one is a wine and spirits shop, and the other is a little market. So tell me a little bit about these two stores that you've now opened.
Oh, thank you. Well, we just opened a new natural wine shop down in Ventnor. It's right at the foot of the Dorset Bridge, and it features a lot of the small production, organic, natural, and biodynamic wines that we have in Fishtown. We also get to sell some really cool craft spirits and beer as well, thanks to the laws in New Jersey. And then right next door, I opened a small gourmet market, because what's better to have with wine than some cheese and charcuterie and snacks?
And there's a connection, but you can't go in the same door. Does that have to do with the laws of Jersey?
It does a little bit have to do with the liquor laws of Jersey. So it's connected. It's very open. So when you come and visit us, you'll be able to see from one side to the other. But the entrances are on opposite sides of the corner right there.
What made you decide to open two stores in Ventnor?
Well, originally we didn't want to just do the wine shop. But I thought, what would be better to bring more energy to that corridor right there that's already starting to boom than bring two businesses that really complement each other? Everybody can have a corner liquor store, but now you have a corner wine shop, and you can get cheese and charcuterie and all sorts of products from Philadelphia that you like at the shore. I thought that would bring the best energy.
So what are you bringing from Philly to Ventnor?
We are bringing a lot of different products from Philly. Some of our favorite Fishtown pickles from Fishtown Pickle Project. The coffees that we're featuring are going to be from Reanimator right here in Fishtown. A lot of the cheeses, I work with a local purveyor here called Third Wheel Cheese, and she brings in cheese all over from Chester County, from South Jersey. So I'm really excited to bring a lot of those. And we'll have a lot of different pop-ups as well with some of the smaller businesses in Fishtown to be named eventually.
Well, how about the wine shop?
I work with a lot of the same distributors, so you'll see some overlap in the type of wines we have. A lot of different interesting regions, a lot of different grapes, all different pet nats, all different natural wines, and a lot of new, because the availability of wine in Jersey, because it's not a state-run system, is amazing. And there's a lot more new stuff that what we wouldn't have in Pennsylvania, so I'm excited to offer.
What's the difference, as a business owner, owning a wine store in Jersey versus Philadelphia?
Mostly the pricing and the availability. I'm so excited because our mission at Fishtown Social was to really bring these wines and make them approachable to people in public, like approachable in price and approachable like where they feel comfortable. Now in Jersey, the price points are so much lower, and the variety of wines that we have is so much larger that it's like makes it so much easier to introduce people to new things and encourage them to try new things. And that's really what we want to do.
Are you finding a large Philly clientele that wants to stop by and then bring their stuff down back to Philly?
Yes, there's a large overlap in Philly clientele. There are so many ties to Ventnor, Margate, and that whole area. But now, no one's really mentioned to me that they're going to bring anything back. I think mostly they're going to sit on the beach all summer long and drink everything.
Is that the plan? Get your alcohol and bring it to the beach?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have a much wider selection there of canned wines, boxes of wines, and bags of wine, all meant to travel really well to the beach, the boardwalk, your porch, or a boat, if you're lucky to have a boat.
Now, I understand that you built the building, is that right?
We did, actually. We bought the small building on the corner there pre-pandemic. And when everything changed, we had to go back to the drawing board and come up with a slightly larger, more complicated project just to make things work. But we're really, really happy with where it ended up. And I think the city is really excited to see something new come up.
What was the initial plan?
The initial plan was to take the old building that was there and rehab it and raise it because it's in a floodplain. But that became not feasible once COVID came about. So we went back to the drawing board and we did new construction, a much bigger building, a much bigger project, but it all worked out in the end.
Did it take 2 years to build the building?
Yeah, from the time we bought it and to the time we got here, it took a full 2 years.
Wow, what a project.
I know. We're so excited, though. I'm really happy with how it turned out. Everybody in the city has been really, really supportive. And it's really cool to see like a lot of familiar faces and excited to see some new faces as well.
So what are some highlights of the market?
The market is going to be great. I mean, highlights. I love tinned fish from all over the world, and I love cheeses and meats. I mean, when you get to a certain point in your life, you don't need a full meal. Just a cheese board and a charcuterie board will do you just fine.
So some Fishtown pickles.
Yes, and some Fishtown pickles, absolutely.
What have been some of the most difficult parts of getting everything up and going?
I think right now, like everybody in the industry is experiencing, is sourcing. Groceries and products and that whole supply chain is really difficult. It's not consistent. It's hard to track them down. Logistics are hard and things are a little bit more expensive. But we're all in the same boat, so we're making our way and making it work.
Does having stores in different locations help?
A little bit in terms of, because we are featuring a lot of smaller businesses and products that come from smaller farms, having that overlap and having those relationships from the Philadelphia side has really been helpful.
So what's it like? Do you like bring stuff from this store, or do you ship directly to that store? Do you come and visit a lot? What's your summer? What are your expectations for the summer? Is there a lot of travel back and forth?
There is a lot of travel back and forth. A lot of it is me doing it on my own. A lot of the purveyors will work with me. Some have even gone so far as to meet me halfway. So everybody's really willing to help and really excited to extend their reach down to the shore without having to, you know, make it a huge project for themselves.
Do you have a goal as far as like any particular items that you want like Ventnor summer residents to think of as staples from Philly?
Oh, absolutely. For sure, the Fishtown pickles. I mean, they're great. It's a great summer snack. They belong on cheese boards and meat charcuterie boards, and it's perfect. I really, really support the people behind Reanimator Coffee. They've supported me here as far as the natural wine shop and the bar. So it's important to me to bring some interesting coffee down there that isn't just, you know, your typical brands that you see all the time. And as far as pop-ups go, I mean, I hope to bring a lot of those smaller restaurants or BYOBs that you see doing really well in Philly. But when it slows down a little bit here in the city, they can come down and catch some of the action at the shore.
So you're going to have a lot of pop-ups featuring some of the local businesses.
Yes, that's the plan.
Yeah, tell me about that. What does that look like?
Well, mostly it'll be from a food perspective, right? So some of these really, really up and coming or cool spots that you have in Philadelphia, the Hoagies, even some of the really finer BYOBs. We're hoping to do a little bit of an oyster pop-up as well, because that was very popular when we, you know, before everything at Fishtown Social. So we are excited to, you know, bring some of them down. But it's in the works, so you'll have to stay tuned.
Will you have a calendar to share with people?
Not this season, because everything is, pretty much fly by the seat of our pants, but we will totally put everything out on social media and get the word out there as much as we can.
What are you most excited about?
I'm most excited about meeting everybody in Ventnor. I'm not gonna lie, the neighborhood is really, really cool. It has a very similar vibe to Fishtown in 2016. When we opened, a lot of old guard, a lot of new guard, a lot of cool energy, and everybody's embracing and supporting each other. So I'm excited to meet the people. I mean, that's why I'm in this business.
What's the exact address of both of the new businesses?
The businesses are located at 101 North Dorset Avenue, Ventnor, New Jersey, at the foot of the Dorset Bridge on the Ventnor Heights side.
So they both have the same address?
Correct.
Just a different entrance?
Yes.
Well, Vanessa Wong is the owner of Fishtown Social and now Wahini Wine Company and Fish and Whistle Market. And where did those names come from?
That's funny you ask. Wahini, I named that after my daughters. So Wahini is the slang surfer term for a surfer girl. And they really inspire me. I mean, they are fearless. They do all of the things. They jump right in. And when I had doubts about opening a new business, I thought of the two of them. And I really wanted to model like hard work and not being afraid. So I decided to name it after them. And what better, if it's the shore, right? Because it's surfing. It's an ode to surfing in the ocean. Fish and Whistle Market is really just simply named after my favorite John Prine song, the late John Prine. So Fish and Whistle is probably one of my favorite songs. And I really love the vibe. All of his songs and storytelling and about community and just the things that are going on around you. I think that's an appropriate thing for a market and a gathering place in a community.
Well, anybody who is willing to open two businesses at once is definitely fearless.
Thank you.
Vanessa Wong, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thanks again. Have a good one.
And where can we find more information online or on social media?
Well, you can go to www.wahiniwine.com or www.fishandwhistlemarket.com. Also on Instagram, we're most active at Fish and Whistle Market and at Wahini Wine.
Thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.